But the fact is that medieval Jewish scholars considered this ram's horn, the blowing of the horn, as a wake-up call, arousing mankind from its moral slumber. This is the day of judgment. This is the day when people should take stock and rethink their lives. 10 days are counted from Rosh Hashanah, from the new year, till Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. These are designated as the days of repentance. And this is a period of personal introspection. The idea being, literally, to take stock of your life, in particular, behavior with others, not so with God also, but in particular, behavior with your peers, family, and so on. And these 10 days of introspection reach their peak on the 10th day of Tishrei, which is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. This is a day of total fasting. From sunset on the day before and until the end of the following day. So that you actually are fasting almost 25 hours. Yom Kippur is not intended as a sad day. People sometimes get this wrong. You know, you assume if you're fasting, you must be sad. Not at all. It's a solemn one, ending with one final blast of the ram's horn, an affirmation, God is the Lord, a recitation, one could almost guess, of the standard expression of faith, the Shema, and then the hopeful proclamation next year in Jerusalem. The whole day, however, was taken up by ongoing prayer. It's interesting, one must fast. We will talk about this in a future lecture. Technically, you're only required to fast from the age of 13. Women are required to fast from the age of 12. And one of the great, rites of passage is when a child for the first time begins fasting on Yom Kippur. And invariably, when he or she fasts before they reach the requisite age, it's very easy. But when you reach the requisite age and know you cannot eat no matter what, that's when it gets tough. A second category of holidays is seasonal. They signify the agricultural activity of the autumn and of the spring, the various harvest days, days of sowing. But all of these three holidays bear close associations with chapters of the biblical Exodus story. The first of these, if we are counting from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the first of these is the Festival of Sukkot, or Tabernacles, comes just 5 days after Yom Kippur. One realizes very quickly that the month of October or of September and early October is probably the densest concentration of Jewish holidays. For Jews who keep all of these holidays, this wreaks havoc with business and with institutions of learning and so on. In fact, in Israel, universities begin their classes only after all of the holidays. On this festival of Sukkot, people leave their house, they leave their dwelling. Why? Because the holiday is connected to the Israelites who dwelt in makeshift booths as they traversed through the desert following their exodus from Egypt. And so just as they lived in these makeshift booths, so today we will leave your house, and there's something, of course, psychologically involved here. One leaves one's abode and goes outside of life in, as a way of re-examining yourself. And Jews today build these booths, they are called Sukkot, and they eat in them for the entire holiday. Many Jews actually sleep in them as well. The final day of the holiday marks the move into the coming winter, and a special prayer is recited for rain on that day. On this same eighth day, Passover is 7 days, and then comes the eighth day when we pray for rain. The eighth day in Israel is also a day that I alluded to in a previous lecture, the day when the reading of the Torah is finished and recommenced and it begins again. In diaspora communities, this happens on a ninth day. The reason for this is very interesting. This has to do with a problem in antiquity. The problem was when holidays were declared in Israel, it sometimes took weeks until some diaspora communities found out about this. And as a result, in the diaspora, it was customary very often to add another holiday, another day of festival, simply because they had a problem in knowing for sure which day was chosen in Israel as the day of festivities. And this is an old custom that, quite frankly, could be obviated today, and yet for purposes of tradition has not yet been obviated. So many days, many festivals in Israel today have one day less than they have in the diaspora.